today is the last Sunday of the year. And I believe as we end this year, we want to have the kind of heart that would respond appropriately to God as we end this year. I don't know what kind of year, okay, you had for 2015, but all I know is many things have happened for the year 2015. Okay, imagine na lang yung gasoline price natin ang baba-baba. Never in the history that we've experienced, all right, the gasoline price is so low. Okay, so at the same time, meron din tayong mga down moment. Imagine sa Europe na lang, yung mga Syrians na, di ba, nag-migrate, nag-exodus, and ending up from one place after another. And, you know, ISIS are taking advantage of the whole, you know, Europe today. And we all know that, you know, the war today, it's not between a nation after a nation, but it's between ideology. And so, you know, we all need to be aware of that. And our prayers are really counts a lot. And we also realize that hindi lang sa mga political scenes ang nangyayaring, but even in the entertainment industry, imagine how would you ever thought of someone na nag-dab smash lang pero ngayon super sikat na. Okay, in a matter of months, okay, just the whole world, alright, are really up to this kind of craze about this Aldab, alright, phenomena that we all experience in the Philippines. Imagine? Not even that, but even the Miss Universe. Diba? Imagine nilang dyan, parang grabe nila, parang yung message natin last nung December 24, tanong ko nga, na-forgive na ba ni Miss Columbia? Si Steve Harvey. Diba? Parang sakit noon, diba? 2 minutes. At least, diba? Naging Miss Universe siya. 2 minutes nga lang. Pero sana man lang, si Miss Columbia, hindi niya, diba? Hindi problema si Miss Philippines, si Steve Harvey yun eh. But the whole point is, many things have happened in the year 2015. I don't know for you what kind of experience you had for the year 2015, but how many of you believe that we could always respond something different, something that God expects, and that is being thankful to God for the year 2015? How many of you are thankful no matter what? And that should be the response of everyone today. So I'd like to ask everyone to stand on our feet as we read God's word today in the book of Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. I'm reading on the NIV version. Here's what the word of God says. Verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." For this is the word of the Lord for us this morning. Let's bow our heads as we start with a word of prayer. Lord, we come to you this morning. We say thank you for the good things and some of the challenges, the trials, the testings that we all went through. Lord, we want to say thank you that truly you are sovereign. And Lord, because of that, we still look unto you. Lord God, as our strength, our wisdom, our life, we say thank you, Lord, for the joy and for those moments, Lord God, that we consider not really that, Lord God, the expectation that we had that never really come to us. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that at the end of this year, even this 2015, that we will end up being grateful to you. May your will be done, Lord. May your kingdom come. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And everyone would say, amen. Amen. Please take your seats. Have you ever asked the question, why is giving thanks to God important? Bakit ba importante tayo magpasalamat sa Diyos? Lalo na itong year na 2015. Bakit kailangan po natin magpasalamat? Alam niyo po, sa totoo lang, you know, the Word of God is so specific about all the gifts that we received. Whether that is a salary, that's a bonus, a new shirt, a new car, promotion, all right, a new job, a new baby, a new spouse. Kasi nga, kinasal kayo. Okay, wala namang old spouse, di ba? Things have happened in a very different way with the blessings that we received. We need to thank the Lord. You know why? Because all blessings comes from God. Whether you would say, because I worked for this, I worked hard in my job that I believe I'm entitled. I deserve to have this. We'll see later on. But all we know is all the things, I mean all things that we receive this year comes from God, whether you like it or not. Without gratefulness, we become arrogant and self-centered. We begin to believe that by our own achievement, we have fulfilled and have achieved everything on our own by our mere strength. We'll check it out later on. Question is, if there are three things that you are thankful God for, tatlong bagay po na sabihin natin pagpasalamat po tayo sa Panginoon. Tatlong bagay, ano kaya yun? Three things that you are thankful to God for that happened in the year 2015. Ano kaya yun? Doon sa tatlong yun, ano ba yung talaga number one on the list? Or maybe hindi siya number one, number two, number three, or lahat sila number one. Ano kaya yun? Pwede po ba malaman? Pwede ba magtanong sa inyo? Sige, tanongin po natin. Hello, what's your name?
Alex po.
Alex. Okay, Alex what?
Delfonso.
Delfonso. Alex, ano ba yung papasalamatan mo kay Lord sa nangyari sa 2015?
First po yung health ng family.
What about the health?
Stable health po.
Good. Wala nagkasakit?
Healthy naman kami.
Talaga? Talaga. Parang hindi obvious. Okay. Healthy naman. Wala nagkasakit?
Wala po.
Grabe. Wala na hospital?
Wala po.
Grabe naman. Really? So ano pa yung pangalawa?
Yung second po, yung promotion po ng sister ko.
Saan siya na-promote?
Sa work po.
Wow. Boss na siya?
Hindi.
Ano na siya?
Parang second level.
Wow. Okay. Congratulations. What's your name? Jamie. Alright. Good. Third.
Then third, yung graduation po.
Graduation. Ano nangyari sa graduation?
Naka-graduate.
Sino na
ako.
Well, graduate ko. Congratulations. So, ang dami nangyari pala. Good health, graduation, promotion. Sino sa inyo, thank you so much, sino sa inyo rito na-promote this year? Na-promote? Wala. Okay, isa, dalawa. Thank you, Lord. For the third, Lord, thank you for the three promotions. Okay. Sino rito, hindi nagkasakit yung pamilya, walang na-hospital, kagaya nung kay Alex. Talaga, ang galing naman. Wow. Sino rito, graduate? Asa kamay. Sino rito, munti ng graduate? Okay. Can we just give a Lord a big, big hand for that? Grabe naman, tatlo. Isa lang inihingi ko, pero tatlong sagot niya, okay lang din. Sige, tingnan natin dito. Sir, excuse me, what's your name?
My name's Rafi.
Rafi, what happened 2015 that you're thankful
for? 2015, number one is salvation of my son.
Oh, really? Yeah. He got saved this year?
Yeah.
Wow, where's your son?
November is not here. He is attending the 3 p.m.
Wow, what's his name?
Karim.
Karim, got saved here in this church back in November.
Yeah.
Whoa.
November.
Grabe. Okay, can we give the Lord a big, big hand? Thank you, Rafi. How many of you here, let me ask you, how many of you here got saved lang? Got saved lang this year? Raise up your hands. You got saved. This year? This year? Grabe naman. Wow. How many of you believe in God for your family to be saved? Year 2016. Pero hindi pa tapos yung 2015, pwede pa rin sila ma-save. Sa New Year, bago, di ba? Sa Eve, pwede kayo mag-preach, di ba? Sige, tanongin natin mga iba dito. Yun, sige. Uy, kilala kita. What's your name again?
Adele po.
Adele. Ano para sa'yo, Adele? Ano yung thankful ka?
Isa lang. Isa lang. Nakasama ko na yung pamilya ko. Lahat sila sa church. Yan. And nag-surrender sila kay God.
Right. You mean to say your family's attending the church?
Yes.
And all of them?
Yes, all of them.
Where are they?
Si mama pa lang po yung nandito. Tulog pa po yung dalawa.
Tulog pa. So si mama, okay, natutulog pa. Then napuyat. But everybody's attending here?
Apa.
Is that something that you did pray about?
Yes, since 2012.
Your mom started coming when?
Nung, ngayon lang po talaga siya naging willing.
Wow.
Kasi ngayon, yes, ngayong year.
Okay, gila. Okay. Mommy, thank you. Welcome po sa victory. Okay, wow. Grabe naman. How many of you believe that God is at work in our lives? Let me tell you this, I don't know if you have a great year for 2015. It doesn't matter anyhow. If you say that 2015 is not really that good year for you as compared to the previous years, guess what? That doesn't mean that we are not grateful as well. Do you hear me? Because in everything that we receive, God has been there And God will always be there for us. Can you say amen? Just to give you a little background on the scripture that we read. Imagine, the whole concept of the book of Luke is really about the theme, is about rejoicing. Which Mary, all right, think about her situation. Imagine si Mary was able to rejoice, even though it's unrejoiceable, if you will, with her situation. Why? Because imagine the whole scenario there was the whole Roman Empire. It's a domination of that empire that, imagine, there is no freedom. Okay, yung mga time ni Marcos, na sinasabi it was a dictatorship, mas malala pa. And anybody doesn't have any freedom. It's been ruled by the Romans. Not only that, but even the King Herod were able to kill the babies, the infant babies. So just imagine the scenario that time. There was an imminent scandal where she was an unwed mother. And for a person to be unwed mother, a potential for divorce, guess what? That's unlawful. You can be dead according to the law. So in other words, in that scenario, even though she experienced tough times, tough scenarios, guess what? Listen to this. She was able to rejoice. And that's what the scripture that we read. And I want to say this, no matter how our year 2015 went, there's a reason for us to be thankful for. Three things we can all be thankful to God for. Ano ba yon? No matter what the year has been for us, 2015, three things we can all be thankful to God for. Number one, God is mindful of us. Everybody say mindful. Sabi po ng verse 47 to 48, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. You know, the word mindful means what? To show special attention, to remember with favor, to express concern. In the midst of all the experience that Mary had, God was mindful of her. She was saying, Lord, who am I that you're mindful of me? Lord, sino ba naman ako? Diba? And I just want to let you know, if she went through tough times and God's favor was bestowed upon her and God showed and expressed such a special attention and concern, I just want to give you good news today. God was indeed mindful of you for the year 2015. Naisip ka ni Lord. Hindi kanya lang nasa puso. Iniisip ka ni Lord. God was not just watching over us. God was thinking of you all throughout. Kung akala lang natin paminsan, when tough things happen to our lives, the question is, Lord, nasan ka? Ba't iniiwan mo kami? Bakit nangyayari sa akin to? I just want to let you know, I have a friend who was expressing what happened to this person itong 2015. Sabi niya ganun, Mark, alam mo nangyayari sa akin? You know, nagkasakit ako for 2 months. Kasakit ako na 2 months. Karoon ako dyan chicken pox. And so, what happened was, imagine I was, even, it came to worse that I was bedridden. And not only that I was physically weak, but I was also emotionally weak. Yung mahal niya sa buhay, okay, bigla na lang hindi nagpakita. So parang emotionally drained siya, physically drained, and then the son, alright, would not go home. Imagine that, bigla na lang hindi umuwi, bigla na lang may kasamahan na, kasamang iba na. So imagine, during that moment, I was physically drained, emotionally drained, and di pa, socially. I was considered parang cast out dun sa community namin, dun sa where she lived in, because everybody, the relatives, and the neighbors started to speak against her. So sabi niya ganun, all of a sudden, bigla na lang, hindi ko maintindihan yung mga sinasabi sila against me. Hindi naman totoo. So grabe talagang, na-chismis ako, sinabihan ako ng ganito, I was accused of something I didn't do. So how would you deal with that? And not only that, my business was not doing well. So imagine, it's not just economic, it's not just socially, emotionally, but economically. It was such a tough time. I can't even pay for my bills. So grabe, parang I was expecting this person, that person, to really come to the rescue, but there was no one. But hear what this person said. On that moment, God revealed Himself to me in a greater way. God spoke to me. And God was showing me, hey, look, you've been trusting your business. You've been trusting men. You've been trusting this person and women in your own life. It's time for you to give it up and trust me. I'm your healer. I'm your provider. I'm the one who's going to give you what you want. Think about that. In the midst of chaos, she had such a joy thanking God because this person realized God never left her nor forsaken her. Think about that. Let me tell you this. Maybe you went through tough times this year. At the back of your mind, you were saying, God, where was God in the midst of that? What you don't know is this. God was there, and He was mindful of you. He was thinking of you in the midst of your chaos, even in the midst of questioning if there is a God who is real. God was there all throughout. Why is that? Whether it was the lowest point of your life, or maybe it was something great for the year, I believe God was indeed mindful of all of us. Can you say amen? God will never leave us nor forsake us. Si Lord, hindi niya tayo papabayaan at hindi siya magpapabaya sa atin. Kaya nga sabi ni Mary, why are you mindful of me? Imagine from Nazareth, there's nothing good who would come from Nazareth. A poor lady, a young one, an inexperienced, but yet was chosen to give birth to a Son of God. Here's what the book of Psalms says. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? In the midst of God, working on creating the universe, guess what? What is it with the man that He created the universe for? Lahat mo nang ginawa niya dito sa buong mundo, sa daigdig, yung mga hindi pa na-discover, yung mga planeta, yung mga stars, yung mga clouds, everything was created merely for us. That's why I want to tell you this. God will always be there, and He will never leave us nor forsaken us. He cares for you, my friends. He's not just after your spiritual life. He cares for your economic. He cares for your business. He cares for your salary. If you've been crying out, Lord, for my promotion, He cares and He knows the right job and the right time for your promotion. Indeed, He cares for us. Why? Because He's mindful of us. Can you say amen? No matter what, no matter the big things that's happening in this world, God has thought of you. You are in the mind of God. God wants to be concerned in your life. Don't you say you're too small. You don't say I'm young. You don't say I'm inadequate. You don't say I'm inexperienced. Here's the whole point. God is mindful of you. Can you say amen to that? Secondly, God is not mindful of us, but God is mighty for us. Verse 49, for the mighty one has done great things for me, Mary said. Holy is His name. When you say mighty, what does it mean? It means what? Able. It means strong. It means excelling in power. One who will fight for us. Mary asked the question, how will this be? Virgin birth, God in my womb. Teka muna, Lord. Ako, a teenager. Actually, she's a peasant, a poor young lady. You will never think, heard about, that God chose for the Son of God to be birthed upon this lady. Angel Gabriel says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Walang imposible kay Lord. Kung sa atin, iniisip natin, it's beyond us. Indeed, it's beyond us. It's beyond our strength. It's beyond science. It's beyond the discoveries of people. But yet, God caused it to happen. Why? Because the miracle and the impossible came to being. God in a human flesh. through this virgin, a virgin birth. How can you explain that? That's why the greatest miracle, the first miracle I believe that is astounding, is for God Himself becoming man like us. Why would He do that? He's mindful of us, and He's mighty for us. I don't know what you're believing God for. Di pa tapos yung taon. Meron pa isang linggo. Hindi pa tapos si Lord. Baka it's time for you to let go and let God with the dreams and what you ask God for, because He wants to come in and give you and provide for you. All it takes is for you to trust God. Why aren't you receiving what you've been praying for? Maybe the problem is you and not God. Maybe you're the one who stands in the way and not God. Why? Because you want to do it your way rather than God's way. Here's the bottom line. Nothing is impossible with God. What God has said, He's committed to provide it for us. What have you been praying for? It's not yet over. There are still days to end up for 2015. And God could come in such possibilities. You know, this year, sa alam nyo, sa, dito sa Metro East, we really hit something that really we can't explain. For 3 years, alam nyo pa po, nagpipray kami na mag-start ng Antipolo Church. Pray kami ng Antipolo. Tagal na. Okay, tagal ng Antipolo. Wala ho kami makitang place. Imagine, 200 na yung nakita. What is 200? Meron tayong 500. Sigurado, nalilipat sa Antipolo. Sino ba rito mga taga-Antipolo? Pakitaas na kamay. Taga-Antipolo kayo yung taas ho? Nako! Kailangan nyo malaman to. Kailangan nyo malaman how mighty God is. Alam nyo, this year, okay, wala nga mahanap na pa, pero nakakita kami ng place. Grabe, yung CCP of the East, Cultural Center of the Philippines, state-of-the-art auditorium. Sobra talaga. Para it can cater for 1,400, 500. Alam mo, saan ba yun? Alam mo kung saan yun? Saan nga ba yung Pastor Earl? Okay. Sa Assumption. Ah, yes. You don't know. Meron sa Assumption place. So nakita namin, nakapag-negotiate si Pastor Jerry Disagun sa kami. So sabi niya, okay, you can have it. You can rent it. So kami naman excited. Punta kami. No? Grabe, parang sabi namin, this is it. This is it. So sabi namin, oh, you wanna take it? Yeah, we wanna take it. So what happened was, so do, nag-ocular kami, pumayo na ako doon sa stage, in-imagine ko na mag-preach kami doon. Grabe yung lights, yung aircon, lahat-lahat. Sobrang, sobrang gara talaga. Eto na yon. So sabi namin, eto, ano, next week, pirmahan na tayo. Kasi dahulan na, kukunin natin, doon Sunday. Pagdating kinabukasan, matawag kami, walang sagot. Hindi kami pinapansin. Dapat July po, yung date natin to start a church. July na kami. 2015. Grabe, excited na kami. Hindi po kami pinayakan bigla. Parang bali, wala. So what we end up, we were thinking, there's really a spiritual conflict. That's Antipolo. Diba? You know, the pilgrimage there. And yeah, there's, imagine that. And so, we're starting a church. We're starting a Bible-believing church. And so, we felt the conflict. And so, what happened was, we thought we got the place, pero dininay pa rin kami. So, parang, we were still hoping, Lord, there's no plan B. That's plan A. We're believing. We were fasting. Wala pa rin. Alam mo, na-confused na kami. Wala na talaga. Biglang nagbukas yung Robinsons. Alam mo yung Robinsons? Grabe, alam nyo ba nangyari? Yung Robinsons. May place tayo doon. Binibigay sa atin, 200 square meters. Paano ka magsiservice? 200. Eh, may 500 ka. Eh, magre-reach out tayo ng lost. So, 200. That's not a place for us. Tapos, nagbukas yung harapan. Ayala. Dapat Ayala Mall yun. Nagkausap na kami. Nakuha namin. May 900 square meters. Parang ganito. Okay na. Tapos, hindi pala compliant dun sa ano building code ng Antipolo City Government. So, ito na naman kami, Lord. Ano ba talaga, Lord? Pero okay lang. How many people know that it's not about us? God is the one who's gonna build this church. He's the one who's gonna advance His kingdom. Amen? And so we prayed. Guess what? There was an open door for this mall called Antipolo Triangle Mall. near the budget lane in front of La Salle University. All right? And it's in the heart of Antipolo. And so, guess what? The whole third floor was open. There was one church who wants to get another Bible-believing church. Eh, siyempre, body of Christ yan. Alam ka naman, in Jesus' name. Okay kami. Hindi. So, pinagpe-pray namin, Lord, sino ba talaga? Sabi, if it's for them, give it to them. Diba? Kailangan natin maraming churches, Antipolo. Hello. Hindi tayo laki pagkompetensya, di ba? And so, tapos kinukuha na isa pang company. And so, sabi nung owner, I felt like giving it to you. I don't know why. And so, guess what? We got the whole floor, all right, that we can sit 1,200 and we're gonna build it. Talagang totally, wala pa talaga. So, kailangan po mag-build tayo. Guess what? How many of you believe that God is mighty? He wants to build this church. He wants people to be saved in Antipolo. Guess what? He wants to show us who He is. That nothing is impossible with God. And cannot be done by mere men. It should be God. You know how many people got saved this year? If you don't know, a lot of people raise up their hands today. One person said the mom started coming in, the son started coming, got saved. All right, just this year. There's a total of what? Okay, 2,666 on a Sunday service alone, not including the Friday. Sa adult po, 1,298 yung nag-decide after the service. Ganon din po yung youth. Mas marami pa nga yung youth, 1,368. Pero what's really mind-boggling is the number 666. Kamuna! 666! Teka muna, church ba to? I'm in the wrong church. What kind of church is this 666? Okay, just to let you know, yung palang huwi na-save noong November. Hindi pa rin naman natin in-include yung December. Okay? Kaya what's my point? God is mighty to save. Listen to this. If you're here today, you've never given your life to Christ, you miss a lot. After the service, this service, I'm going to ask some of you to make the decision to give your life to Christ. By hearing and coming here is nothing compared to what God is about to do in our lives. Can you say amen to that? Si Lord, kakaiba. Kaya pag si Lord, gumalaw, alam mo sigaw natin, wow, fantastic baby. Di ba? Iba si Lord eh. Iba si Lord pag gumalaw, fantastic si baby. Di ba? Iba si. Kaya I'm telling you, si Lord, nambubulaga. Here, be ready for 2016. There's so much that God has in store for you for the year 2016. Amen? Here's what the Word of God says in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Here's what it says. Ah, Lord God, it is You who have made the heavens and earth by Your great power and by Your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for You. Nothing is too hard for You. In NIV, it says there, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Meron ba? Alam niyo po, isang pastor namin dito, si Pastor Don Perez. Galing po siyang Dumaguete. Nagplant po siya ng Victory Church. For such a time, he's been there. And so I invited him, Donnie, why don't you pray? Join us here in Victory Metro. So he joined. And so, you know, it's hard from province here and starting your life here in Manila because of the high standard of living. So he was praying, no? Sabi niya, Lord, I pray that You'll provide. So grabe talaga, talagang God has been faithful. One time, he lumapit sa kanya, sabi niya ganun, Pastor, isabihin po ako. Sabi niya, ano po lang? Bakit po? Bakit? Kasi okay lang po ba? Ano okay lang? Okay lang po ba yung anak niyo? Saan po nag-aaral? Ah, ganito, high school. Okay lang po ba kung sagutin ko po yung tuition fee niya? Oh, ganun, okay lang? Oo, yung high school po. Oh, sige, okay lang naman. Oh, sige, high school sagot. Pero hindi lang po yun. Okay lang po ba hanggang college? Pag nag-masteral po siya, okay lang po din, sasagutin ko na. Pambihirang tanong niya, kung ako sasagutin mo, okay, excuse me, okay na, okay. Grabe naman, oh, di ba? Grabe. So, kaya nga, pag may mga ganun tanong, ang sagot natin, Lord, grabe siya. Grabe, Lord, grabe ka! Folks, listen, God is mighty. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God will work it out for us. And I believe in your 2015. How many of you here? Kala nyo, walang-wala ka na, pero God came through. But you thought you are in the end of the line, but still, God came through, and He was mighty to save you, mighty to provide for you. Can you say amen to that? There's so much, there's so many things that we need to thank God for. He's mindful of us. He's mighty for us. Number three, God is merciful to us. Verse 50, His mercy extends to those who fear Him. From generation... Ayan na naman ako. Pag ganito, Pastor Earl, may kuruti, may sunduti. Si Lord naman, oh, grabe naman. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful. Abraham and his descendants forever, even as He said to our forefathers. Let me ask you, how many of us love mercy? You love the mercy of God. Few of you. Few of you doesn't understand the mercy of God. Here's what it means. When you talk about God's justice, here's what justice meant. It means what? Justice means getting what you deserve. Diba when you work for something, diba you feel like, man, I've done my part. You know what? I deserve to receive this because I work it out for this kind of job. And so I deserve that salary. Tama? You get because you deserve to have it. That's justice. Diba? Pero yung mercy is not getting what you deserve. There's a big difference. Kung justice lang, getting what you deserve is something that you work out for. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. And what is that? It's about life. You don't deserve to receive eternal life. You don't deserve promotion, but you receive promotion. You don't deserve that blessing in 2015, but God gave you anyway. Most of us here, nagpipray ka sa isang bagay, binigay sa'yo ni Lord, hindi lang. Binigay sa'yo ni Lord, sobra-sobra. Umaapaw. Hindi mo alam kung saan mo ibibigay, pero sobrang grabe na to yung blessing talaga ni Lord, hindi ko maintindihan. Bakit ganun? Kasi nga, kailangan natin maintindihan kung ano yung mercy ni God. Kung ganun si Lord sa blessing, ganun din tayo sa pagkatao natin. Let me tell you this. I want to say this and submit to you. There's no good thing in you. All your good works are like filthy rags. We don't deserve to have eternal life. The truth is, when we forget God's mercy, we become ungrateful. Nakakalimutan natin yung gratefulness. Pag hindi natin nakikita si Lord na merciful si God, the opposite of gratitude is not ingratitude, but a sense of entitlement. Kaya iniisip natin, nagre-reklamo ka. Kasi may sense of entitlement ka. Dito sa church, hindi lang sa opisina mo, kung umasta ka, boss ka, kasi may sense of entitlement ka. Instead of having a gratefulness in your heart and say, Lord, thank you, I don't deserve to be in this position, but you give me anyway. I don't deserve to have this salary, but you give it to me anyway. I don't deserve to have this relationship, but I was able to receive it anyway. Kami nga, yung mga pastors, parang nag-overwhelm kami, sobra. Parang, ano mag-ginawa namin dito? Sa totoo lang, wala. Nag-grow yung church, wala kami ginawa. Nagde-disciple lang kami. Honor God, make disciples, train leaders. Ganun lang kasimple. Pipreach lang kami. The rest is God. There's na, kaya nga walang yabang. Kaya sa buhay natin, yung gift na nare-receive mo, ang galing mo magsalita, matalino ka, may favor ka, promotion. Sa totoo lang, hindi ikaw yan. Tanggalin mo yung God factor. Tanggalin mo yung mercy ni God. You don't deserve this. You don't deserve to have life. Why? Because we were born stubborn. We were born with ungratefulness. We were born thinking we're good. We were born thinking, ang gwapo ko. We were born thinking, ang galing ko, ang talino ko, mayaman ako. Yung kayabangan natin is based on what we achieve when in reality, apart from Christ, you're nothing. And I want to point that out today. The reason why we can come to God with a grateful heart, because we know there's nothing we can do apart from God, apart from His grace and His mercy in our lives. Hindi mo deserving. Pero inalaw lang ni Lord pangyayari. Inalaw nga ni Lord miski yung mga bagay-bagay sa buhay natin illegal eh. Ganun katindi si Lord. Kasi nga, kung justice lang, wala, dedo ka na. You're dead. You don't deserve to be here. God could have judged you. God could have punished you right here, right now. But because of His love and mercy, we can enjoy the presence of God with sin in your life today. That you can come in here because of the mercy of God, that God can receive and restore you. Even though your heart is hard, even though you are stubborn, even though you're full of pride, even though you're full of bitterness, but the love and the mercy of God stands still. It never changed. And because of that, we could stand before the Lord and say, Lord, there's nothing in me that I would say I've done this for your glory. Everything boils down because of your grace, because of your love, that this unlovable guy, I don't deserve anything, but because of your mercy, you accept me anyway. Do you get a point here? We deserve death. That's why we thank God every single day. Hindi tayo pinabayaan ni Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We don't deserve the mercy of God, the eternal life that God has given us. That's why I want you to think, always think that way. Kaya walang yabang. Kahit saan tayo magpunta, hindi tayo nagmamalaki. Kami? Kami sa victory? May artista ba kayo? Kami sa victory? Gumiganyan ba kayo? There's no way we can brag and say, I did this. Pastor Earl, Pastor Mark, Pastor Winston, we're nothing. We're here to serve. And all of us here, I hope you realize, pag si Lord na wala mercy, wala, we all deserve to go to hell. I hope you understand this. We're so grateful for God's mercy. Alam mo kung hindi, merciful si God, lahat siguro tayo in-expose yung baho natin. Lahat ng pagkakamali natin, in-expose niya na. Walang deserving eh. Pero hanggang ngayon, grabe, gracious, oh Lord. Hanggang ngayon, hinihintay ka pa rin ni Lord. 2015 na. Pagta 2016, ganyan ka pa rin. Si Lord naghihintay na para baguhin ka. He's just here waiting for you to make that step of faith to repent and say, Lord, I give it up. I let go of myself and I let you be my God, my Savior. I want to end up with a story. In the book of Luke chapter 17, I want to read those verses. In verse 11 it says, now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, Jesus, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men. Everybody say 10 men. 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Kasi nga leper eh. Okay? And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Take note. They were asking Jesus for mercy. Let's move on. So when Jesus saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. Punta kayo sa pare, tungkol sa priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Think about it. They were asking for mercy. But the burning issue was healing. They knew exactly the kind of sin they had. So when Jesus said, you go there, God healed them on the verge of their obedience. On the verge of their faith. Not heal them right away. No, you go. As they went, they received their healing. And so it was that as they went and they were cleansed. And one of them, everybody say one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God. This guy fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks to Jesus. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Here's the point. There were 10 who were cleansed. God chose to have mercy upon him because they asked for it. God healed them. But out of the 10, only one came. Only one came. You know, he said, this guy's a foreigner because this guy is a Samaritan whom you cannot associate with a Jew. So sinasabi ni Jesus, nasan yung katulad ko na Jew? Yung hinil ko na wala namang barrier? Ba't itong isang foreigner na to? Sila yung lumapit at nagpasalamat. Paano naman yung iba? Differences. One person was grateful. The others had a sense of entitlement. They were ungrateful. Our prayers and our hearts is that I hope we will end this year with that one guy who returned and said, Lord, I don't deserve to have your mercy, but more than the mercy, you healed me and you accepted me. And he was rejoicing, getting down with a grateful heart and worshiping God. I hope we will all have that kind of attitude that as the year ends, we will all say, Lord, whatever that year happened for 2015, I want to say I'm grateful. I want to say thank you. Hindi ko man lang na-receive yung pinagpipray ko. Lord, I want to say thank you anyway. Lord, yung pinagpray ko na binless mo ako, pero hindi lang binless mo ako, lubos-lubos pa, umaapo pa, sobra-sobra pa. Lord, gusto ko magpasalamat. Lord, I pray that we will not be those people who would think, I deserve to be blessed. Kasi may faith ako, kasi nagpray ako, talagang kailangan sagutin ni Lord. Who are we to think that way? I hope we will all have a grateful heart. Can you say amen? In your own way, would you thank God right now? In your own way, can you express your thanks? Would you express our heartfelt gratefulness unto our God? Yung iba sa atin dito dapat siguro namatay na tayo. Siguro nabaon lalo tayo sa utang. Siguro mas lalo ng worst yung scenario natin kung hindi tayo sinave ni Lord. With all this, God is mindful. He is mighty. And He is merciful to all of us. Would you say thanks to the Lord? No matter what happened to this year 2015. Lord, here we are. We ask, Lord, that you take out any ungratefulness. Take out any entitlement, Lord. Totoo lang, Lord, there's nothing. No one here deserves to have mercy and deserves to have eternal life and the blessings that we receive. Lord, lahat po ng bagay galing po sa inyo. Kaya kami po yung nagpapakumbaba, Panginoon, na lahat-lahat po na nangyari, lahat-lahat po na meron kami, dahil po sa kagagawa nyo, hindi po dahil magaling kami, talento kami, meron kami nito, marami kami ganito. Lord, there's nothing we can brag about. There's nothing we can show to the people because everything that happened, because you allowed it to happen. So, Lord, here we are. So, we want to say thank you. Lord, we want to say thank you for all the things that happened. Our families, thank you, Lord God, na walang nagkasakit, wala na hospital. Thank you, Lord, hindi kami nabound ganun sa utang, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you came to the right time where you save us. Lord, it could have been worse. It could have been different story. But yet, because of your mercy, you came and caused us not to get what we deserve. And so, Lord God, deep within, we are so grateful. Lord, marami pong salamat, Panginoon. Great indeed is our salvation that comes from you. Thank you, Lord.